Hi, this is Brandon Satram, and I'm going to talk about a new helper for ASP.NET web pages that enables you to add user voice functionality to your site. If you have any questions or comments about the screencast, feel free to email me, send me a message on Twitter, or visit my blog at userinexperience.com. To download the source for this helper or get the latest version, go to uservoicehelper.codeplex.com. If you're familiar with User Voice, you've no doubt seen this dashboard, which is available at uservoice.com, specifically the account that you've set up. In my case, it's userinexperience.uservoice.com. And that admin dashboard gives you a view of all of the votes that you've gotten on your site, suggestions, comments, things like that. This admin console can give you help on setting up your site, customizing the domain, and adding additional functionality as well. This is also where the documentation exists for using some of the plugins, for getting your API keys and things like that. And that's going to be important here in this case. When you're using the User Voice Helper, you'll need to come here so you can get three key pieces of information, right? This key value, this host value, and the forum value. At least for the basic tab functionality in the User Voice ASP.NET Web Pages Helper, you're going to need that information. So once you've gotten that, you can navigate to uservoicehelper.codeplex.com. Head to the Downloads tab, and you can go ahead and download the binaries, which gives you the two files that you're going to need in your application. There's also a sample site that has everything that I'm covering today and more documented, and the NuGet package if you want to go ahead and pull that in locally and access that yourself. So let's get started in our bakery application. And the first thing that you'll notice is I've gotten those binaries, and I'm going to right-click in within WebMatrix, right-click and show this site in Windows Explorer. And then I'm going to go into App Code, and I'm going to copy over one of the two files that I downloaded from the site, and that's uservoice.cshtml. That's the main helper file. But I also need to copy over an assembly to my bin directory. And once I've done that, make sure everything's there, I can go ahead and get started. So if you open up the uservoice.cshtml file, this is really where the meat of everything's happening that enables you to add not only feedback functionality to your site, but also to work with the API to actually pull down comments and suggestions and things like that. So there's comments in here that describe exactly what each of these helper functions do. There's a series of functions to add a basic feedback tab, add a custom tab, to add a feedback tab with SSO capabilities, and then some functions for actually working with the API. And so you're welcome to browse through those as needed. So the first thing we're going to do is open up our app start. And in app start, we need to initialize, basically need to call uservoice.initialize, which is a public method inside of our uservoice.cshtml file. And that file, that initialization is going to pass in the information that I mentioned earlier from the User Voice admin site. You need to have your key, basically your account name, the host, and then the forum to be able to work with this functionality. Once you've added that, you can go onto any of your pages. In this case, let's go onto Site Layout, and we're just going to add the basic feedback tab. And we're going to put that at the bottom. Click Save. And once we refresh the page, you can see that we've got this feedback tab right here that's been added for us. We can click on that, and it pulls up this feedback tab that was embedded. If we right-click on the source to the page, you can see exactly what this helper is doing here at the bottom. It's doing exactly what the User Voice admin site tells you to do to add these widgets. So now let's go ahead and change that. So let's assume that perhaps instead of just doing the default tab, you want to use a custom tab. So rather than actually having a tab on the screen, you want to have a little bit more control over where that shows up on the page. So I'm going to go back into our site layout, and then we're going to change this. Instead of uservoice.feedback tab, we're going to do uservoice.custom tab. In addition, so what that's going to do is it's going to add the script tag as before, but it's not going to add the actual tab to the screen. You're responsible for adding that yourself. So what we can do is we can find a location on the screen, and we can add that any way you want, right? So I'm going to go ahead and add this to the header. So I'm going to add a feedback tab here, and that's how I'm going to control that myself. So all I need to do is add an href. I just need to specify this one on click, and then name that whatever I want. I can go back to my site, and instead of having the feedback tab on the left-hand side, I'll have this link here, which achieves the same result. Now, if you have one of the paid plans for User Voice, you're also able to incorporate SSO functionality into your tab. So what that basically means is that if you have a site that has some sort of internal membership and registration mechanism, you can use your internal registration mechanism to bypass forcing your users to sign up on the User Voice site in order to give you feedback. So you're basically brokering an agreement with User Voice. You pass in an SSO token, and they'll turn around and automatically create accounts for your users and give them the ability to use the site without having to separately go and create an account. So that's pretty nice. The way that we need to implement that is make a couple of changes to our site. The first thing that we need to do is go to our app start. We need to add one additional value here. You need to pass in a separate SSO key to be able to use the single sign-on functionality. So you set that, and now you can go into your site layout page. We can go ahead and remove this link. And instead of at uservoice.custom tab, we're going to add this feedback tab with SSO. So obviously this has a lot more properties because you have to set a series of required values. You have to specify some sort of GUID for users in your site. You have to set an expiration for the token, the display name that User Voice uses, the avatar URL that User Voice uses, the email and URL. User Voice takes all this information and automatically creates an account for your users. So I can save that, pull up the site. I'll get the same feedback tab. I can click on that, and when I actually click on this link to go to the feedback forum, it'll pass those SSO, that SSO information along with me, right? So it shows my account information here. So that's great. That's the basic uses of User Voice, and that may be all you need to just get a simple feedback widget on your page and leverage that across your site. The helper actually also wraps several methods in the public API that User Voice provides and gives you the ability to create comments, to show a list of suggestions, and things like that. So I'm going to quickly show the ability to just show a list of suggestions on your site. So we're going to go back to our bakery page, and I'm going to add a new page because I want to just show just kind of a list of suggestions. I'm going to create a .cshtml page. I'm going to call it suggestions, cshtml, and I'm going to pull across some information here. I'm going to say, use my site layout. I'm going to call this bakery suggestions, and I'm also going to use a using statement. I need to add this so that I can work with some of the types that my User Voice, Microsoft Web Helper's Feedback User Voice Assembly actually uses to wrap the API for me. So then beyond that, very simple, I'm going to add a couple of, just add a simple paragraph tag, and then what I'm going to do is say uservoice.getSuggestions. And what that's going to do for me, we can take a look. UserVoice.getSuggestions is actually not part of the API itself. It's part of my still part of my UserVoice.cshtml actual helper file. And what GetSuggestions does for me is it actually puts in a request for me, and it calls my binary helper assembly to actually get a suggestions list and then return those items to me. And then what I can do at that point is turn around and populate that in a web. So in order to specify that web grid, I need to do more than just make this single call, right? So I'm going to copy in some other code here. I'm calling my helper to get the suggestions, and then I'm creating a new instance of the web grid helper with those suggestions, and then turning off sorting, and then getting the HTML. I'm setting some specific column names here just so I can add an href on the title, href on the creator as well. I can save that. And now there's one final thing I need to do before I can actually go and call that. I also need to set an API key in my app start, right? So when you're using SSO, like I showed before, you need to set this SSO key. And when you're using the API outside of just the simple tabs, you need to set an API key. If you're just using the tabs, these are the only three values that you need. Otherwise, you need to add these extras as well. So I'm going to go ahead onto my site layout page, and I'm actually going to add my suggestions page. This is a separate page. I'm going to go ahead and run that. Click on the suggestions page. Great. See, so I've been able to pull in some of the suggestions that actually will link directly to the location of that suggestion at my forum. So I have the ability to add a little bit more interactivity here. So I can see who created this, and I can actually link to the creator as well directly to their profile. That's not the only API method that's available here. That's just the one that I'm showing for the demo today. But you can also do a couple of other different things. You can, if you open up uservoice.cshtml, you can see that you can also search for suggestions by some term, Right? You can get comments based on a suggestion ID. You can get a list of forums that you that your account hosts, and you can get a single forum. So this is version one and beyond of the helper. We'll add more of these public methods. That should be enough to get you started. And hopefully that functionality will be useful in integrating user voice into your site.
Once again, to download the source for this helper or get the latest version, go to uservoicehelper.codeplex.com. I hope this has been helpful. If you have comments or questions, feel free to contact me via email at my blog or on Twitter. Thanks for watching.